Hey, I've got a great episode for you today. Before I dive in, I just want to say thank you for those who have left me a rating and review. If you haven't done that yet, please do, and please share it with a friend who you think could benefit from it. Today, we're diving into owning our impact. Whether we believe it or not, we have an important impact. It doesn't matter the stage, it doesn't matter the platform, it doesn't matter how many people we influence, the depth of what we decide, the depth of what we do is decided by God. And when we own our impact and we understand the gravity of why he put us on this earth, then we can see why it's important for us every day to show up for our people. Listen in. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Hey, welcome back. My name is Tammy, and I'm your host today. Your host every time you come to this channel or listen to this podcast. Today, I want to empower you. I want to talk about something that is kind of the crux of why I do what I do. And it's really something that we need to talk more about is we all have an impact. Whether you believe it's an important impact or not is a moot point, or as Joey says, the moo point, but you know, friends reference there. But it's a moot point. The idea behind it, the embracing the fact that our impact is inevitable is really crucial to living a life for Christ. It is the size of our impact doesn't depend on us. So when you think about this, I'm not talking about like changing the world. I'm not putting that pressure on you. I'm talking about the tiny ripple effects, but the fact that who you are in Christ, and the things that you do truly matter. The impact that you have, it goes on for generations. It goes on and on and on. And the size, the depth of it, that's up to God. So don't get hung up and like, oh my goodness, I have such a big impact or I have such a strong pull. Let's remove all of that. The outcome of your impact has nothing to do with you. The outcome and the results from your impact are God's alone, and take that pressure off of yourself. Take that away. Because the impact, the results of the impact actually don't belong to us at all. We cannot affect another person. We can't decide for them. Even a toddler, we cannot decide for them to eat their broccoli if they don't want to eat the broccoli, right? And so imagine if we're trying to help someone make wise choices, or if we're trying to model for them. All we can do is model. All we can do is check in with ourselves. And so today I wanted to talk to you about how you have an impact, and that how your impact is inevitable and you really need to own it. And why? Well, and let's talk about how our identity plays into that. So our impact is inevitable because we are in this world. Because you are a Christ follower, or maybe not quite yet a Christ follower, but you are a child of Christ. You are made in his image. You are important because you are alive. Not saying that those are who are not alive are not important. Please don't say something. Don't hear what I'm not saying. But what I'm saying is that you still have an impact while you're here. You have an impact because you lived.
My husband, he died, 11 and a half years ago. He still has an impact on people. So you don't know what your impact is. It's not really for you to know. It take that pressure off of yourself, because we get into this idea that our brain tells us, oh my goodness, our impact is so important. It, you know, we have to put so much pressure on ourselves to always be right, always serve others, always look like we have it together on the outside, when really it has nothing to do with the impact. The impact has to do with our connection, with who we are, and the fact that just because we're alive, God knew that the world needed you, which is why you're here today, which is why you're listening to this, and why you're have that pull of your decisions are important. We get into this rut, and I think so many times that we feel like we don't really make an impact, and our little actions, our little decisions don't really matter. And so we allow others to make them for us, or we make them knowing it's not the decision we want. It's the easy way out, or it's just the comfortable, comfortable way to go. And I'm here to tell you that we can't be laissez-faire with our impact. We can't, though the outcome's not ours, the actions are. The outcome of our impact is not ours, but the actions we take, the decisions we make, what we spend our time doing really does matter. And so the first part of it is, let's talk about identity. I am a firm believer, and this is, and I know this goes, this is kind of countercultural when it comes to our Christian values, our Christian faith, but hear me out a little bit, is because we're made in God's image. We're all unique. Knowing our fears, our core motivations, our desires, our God dream, our strengths, our weaknesses, our preferences, our experiences, you know, knowing all of these things about ourselves helps us to make wiser decisions, helps us to stop numbing out and just going with the flow, because we're not called to go with the flow. We are not called to go with culture. We're not called to do the same thing that Susie down the street is doing simply because her kids are, you know, they look happy or healthy, or, and I'm sure they are. But what we're called to do is be obedient to who God created us to be, the world that he's put us in, the realm of responsibility that he's created for us. And so let's talk about the identity that we have. When I talk with women and men, but when I talk with people who are feeling stuck, it's typically because we need to remove old expectations. We need to remove things in their life that were not theirs in the first place. Rarely do we need to pick anything else back, pick it up. It's, we need to shed all the heaviness and all those expectations, all those things that we do because we think that's what we're supposed to do, and actually listen to our hearts. And so that's one of the things when you really want to know what impact you make, it's important to get really clear on who you are, who God created you to be, who he wired you to be, what he intended for you, what your God impact is, how your actions speak to the world. So we can do this, again, by looking at our strengths, looking at our core values, and looking at how God wired us. This is something that I talk about a lot in, I talk about it in the podcast, but I also in Shine and in Shine On, our group coaching. It's, if you want to be an intentional impact maker, and I'm not, again, the size of the stage doesn't matter. It's if you want to intentionally impact your home, the people that God gave you responsibility over, the influence over, you've got to know who you are. You've got to stop numbing out and allowing others to decide for you. So when I say that our impact is inevitable, if you are not intentional about how you use your time, what you watch on TV, what you read about, what goes in comes out. My son likes to remind me that I tell him, you know, crap in, crap out. When I'm watching something that I'm like, oh, it's an adult only, you know, it's not something I want you to watch. He's like, well, then why are you watching it? Like, well, if I want to watch it, I'm an adult. But it gets me thinking, okay, why don't I want him to watch it? Well, there's some mature thoughts, or I mean, even the news, let's face it. There's a lot of things. We are very specific about the news we follow, the news we read, the news that gives us insight. So understanding what we do, if you are numbing out and not actually taking power over your choices, your impact is going to be created by someone else. Are you willing to allow that to happen? Is the world's impact what you want for your family, what you want for your friends, what you want for your ministry, what you want for your business, what you want for your life, whatever God has on your heart? And I do believe that God has a God-sized dream for each of us. I say God-sized because what it appears to be on the outside is nowhere near the depth of it, that what God can do with it when you're obedient. We have to be intentional about our time. So that's the second part, is the stop numbing out. Your impact is inevitable. Do you want your impact to be numb, to be whatever is happening to be around? Do you want it to not reflect your core values, your motivations, your desires, what characteristics you want for the people you influence? Because I guarantee that if you're numbing out and not choosing your decisions wisely, it won't be the impact that you want. And then the fact that you get to intentionally choose your impact. You get to be the person that you want to be. You get to choose the daily decisions. You're not the same person you were yesterday. You have grown. You have experienced new things. You are not going to be the same person tomorrow. How many times have you said, I wish I would have started last year? Or how many times do we want to change, but we don't change? We don't make these tiny habit switches. We don't intentionally choose a way. Like, we know what we really want, but we still choose the easy option that just, you know, like placates our family, or placates, like, you know, we want to start making healthy meals. And yet we still add macaroni and cheese to our menu. Not a judgment. My kids eat macaroni and cheese. I just happen to throw some carrots in there. So that, check that off. My teens, it's, you know, it's hard at this age. When you switch from toddlers to teenagers, which some of it is still similar, but you can't really tell them anything anymore. You have to model it. They are watching what you do more than listening to what you say. Because, and this goes with our impact. A lot of times when we say something, and then when we do something else, what we do, how we spend our time, the choices we make, that speaks louder than words. Action speaks louder than words. There's a reason why there's a saying, right? So we get to be intentional about our impact and our changes and our choices and our and who we are. Our impact is so important. Every day, you have a new opportunity to impact. Every moment, really, every interaction with someone, you don't know what kind of day they're having. You don't know what's going on in your teen's mind. You don't know what's going on in your spouse's mind. You don't know what's going on in the person who's cut you off. You don't know what the checkout person, you don't know at church what people are saying. You don't know in your workplace. You don't know what other people are going through. You know what you are going through. You can be intentional about how you spend your day, who you show up as for the day. And that's one of the things that I find so empowering about the work that I do and about how I try to live my life. Not always perfect, not anywhere close to perfect. But I have these ideals that I strive for. I know that my job is to point people to the gospel, which that's all Christians' job. We're supposed to point them to hope and to Jesus. Your impact can do that simply by choosing to be kind, choosing to use wise words, who you hang out with, who you spend time with, who you interact with. And again, our job is not to stay comfortable. Our impact, we can go and we can be in a group of Christian women who are all like have their 5 hours of Bible reading every morning. We, consult their, analyze the verse mapping for themselves before they hit a commentary, all these things, that's great. But how are you influencing? How are you growing? How are you spreading that? How are you showing? Like, what is the impact of that on the rest of your life, on the other 19 hours that you spend away from that group? It's important that we look and we're intentional about our impact, that we use our impact wisely, that we learn who we are, we learn our core values, we learn our priorities, we learn our fears. It's very important that we know our fears, because when we know when we're acting in stress and when a fear, and the three big ones when overarching everyone has the need to be loved, the need to be secure, oh my goodness, I talk about these forever. Why am I blanking? They need to be to worthy. There you go. Need to be worthy, need to be loved, need to be safe. Those three things. Sorry, brain meltdown for a moment. So we have these three things. So those are our instinctual, like deep down. But depending on what your core fears are, if you want to get things right, or if you don't want to be bored, or if you whatever they may be, and that's something that we can explore, because they're it's very specific types of fears and things. And by knowing those, you can set up rumble strips. You can set up ways to see, am I numbing out, and have I allowed my impact to go dull? Have I allowed my impact to be influenced by someone else or something else or what's easy? Life is not easy. Life is amazing. Life is joyful. Life is hard. Life is the whole spectrum of emotions. When you are numbing out and not intentional about your impact. And again, it could be as simple as showing up for your family. That's when we feel stuck, out of alignment. We feel like there's more. We feel like we get depressed. I truly believe that one of the things that we as Christians need is to have a purpose. Your impact is a big part of that. And so when you take time to discover who you are, who God created you to be, how He wired you, what your fears are, what your strengths are, because we do not, especially as women, we do not focus on our strengths enough. We don't. It's awkward. I challenge you right now. I challenge you to go to a friend and say, hey, what are three of your strengths? Or one, what is your biggest strength? Or ask a random lady at church. And just, we are so easy. It's so easy to talk about our weaknesses, where we fall short. These are thorns in our side that keep us connected to the Lord. But we're supposed to be bold like Paul. We're supposed to be bold and step into who He created us to be, the strength, the gifts, the talents He gave us, because our impact is rooted in that. When I think about this, because I know that, well, I'm hoping that this podcast has an impact on you. I hope that when I coach someone, that I not only transform their life, but I impact them in a deep way that helps them impact others. It's that ripple effect of transform people, transform people. When someone knows how to bring the full weight of joy into their life, it permeates out of their pores. When someone's truly feeling joy, it's not hidden. And when we embrace that, that has an impact on others. How many times have you been down and you walk into and you meet up with somebody who you just know just the energy about them is joyful. Just how they're looking at the world, how they walk, you can just tell that they are feeling confidently joyful. And it changes the way you feel. They make an impact in that moment. And you as well are an impact maker. When we shine, when we intentionally step into who we're called to be, when we look at our impact as a way to carry out our life, our calling, and not to make it so important, like I always have to be right because everyone's watching. No, that's not the point. The point is by being you, by stepping to who God's called you to be, that impact comes naturally. The impact that you make comes out and you don't have to try anymore. And it is effortless. It's easy. You exude it. And that's what I want for you. That's what I want for your life, is I want it to become such a part of you that you don't have to intentionally, consciously make the decision. That by knowing all of these things about yourself and you discovered who God created you to be, you just get to be her. You just get to set down all of those expectations and you don't have to apologize or justify who you are. I have been feeling like I need to justify things. Like I need to explain, like, why am I bold about this or not about that? And I realize that the only person I have to answer to is God. It's the only person. And in fact, He gave me this platform. I have no doubt that this is a God-given dream, God-given calling, God-given platform, because me myself could not have dreamt it up, or this is part of my strength that He's given me. This is part of the impact that I get to make, that I get to share with Him, because it's not my job to make you feel a certain way. It's my job to share my heart. It's my calling and my gift that He's given me, is to be able to share. What can you share? What are some of your strengths? And I would love to know your strengths. I would love for you to come on my Facebook page and share what you're good at so we can cheer you on. And if you see someone, and you know what, maybe what we need to do is we need to share each other's strengths. Call your friend out, tag them, and share a strength for them. And then when you're called out, you call someone else out. Like, let's do this. Let's show the strengths. How have someone impacted you? It's a guarantee that you have impacted somebody without even realizing it, by just being you. I have so many friends who, I don't even think they realize that just being in their presence, like, brings joy to me, brings an impact. It makes me want to be better. And I know that you do that for others too. So stop numbing out. Discover who God created you to be. And then you get the choice of how you show up every day. Again, don't put on a facade. Really peel away all those layers of unnecessary bull. All those layers that we put on to make it ourselves look like we're supposed to look, and really embrace you. Your impact is inevitable. It's inevitable. I hope that inspires you and doesn't scare you. Know that one impact, it's that alone. Don't worry. Like, God's got you. If you're having a bad day, like, you're not expected to be perfect. And in fact, how you handle a bad day maybe what impacts somebody, or how you show up after a bad day could be what impacts someone. I know that when I apologize to my kids for something that I've said or done, that brings us closer together. When I tell them I didn't handle something well, when I tell them it did not end how I wanted it to, this is how I was looking to end it, and I did not do the right thing, I know that that brings us closer together. And I know I impact them with that. So friend, choose your impact. You do that by just deciding to go all in on you. If you're ready to go all in, if you want to explore this whole idea of who am I, contact me. I have spots for one-on-one coaching right now that are open. With my time, it's very limited. With homeschooling, running a business, being in a relationship, running a house, I've got chickens now that I absolutely adore. I got a lot going on. So my time is limited, just like your time is limited. Like, look at all the priorities and things you have. But I tell you what, having accountability, support, and being able to strip away all the things that don't align with your core values and what God has for you is what gives you more time. It frees your energy. It frees the guilt and the shame for not doing what you're doing. We're not called to serve in every way. We're called to serve in a way that makes the most impact. And if you want to know what impact you make, contact me. Let's discover your next step. A 20-minute phone call. You can, in the show notes, also my website, TammyMarieCoaching.com, you can find the link to get on my calendar. I also have a membership that I am so excited about. It's called Shine, Be the Light membership community. Because when we each shine, we're called to be that lamp on the hill. When we intentionally shine our light, and we do it next to another woman who's willing to shine her light as well, the world gets brighter and brighter, and our impact, it goes deeper and deeper, and it's easier. We're supported. The accountability. I'm telling you, how many times have you said, I really need to make a change, but then you don't know where to start? Friend, how much more time do you want to waste in not having the life, having the full weight of joy in your life and owning your impact? How long do you want to waste? And how long do you want to wish that you're seen for you, and that you know your God-given calling, and you know your God-sized dream, and you know what impact that you make? How long do you want to just wonder, and do you want to stay in this rut, this being stuck and feeling like you're managing life instead of experiencing it? How much longer are you willing to do that? What is the cost of staying in that despair, of not making the impact that you were called to make, by not feeling aligned and being in obedience to what God's had called you to do? What is the cost to that? And how amazing is it when you step in and you know you're aligned with who God called you to be? What's the cost of that? What is possible? And that's what I want for you, friend. When we go on this journey, it's amazing how freeing it is. It's amazing how clear you can get, and how boundaries are easier, and priorities, and understanding, you know, what God wants you to do and what is not in your gifting. So come and let's explore it. Let's talk about it. And I cannot wait to hear from you. Share your strengths. And if it's too vulnerable, share a friend's strength, because how many times are you inspired, or are you impacted by the fact when someone tells you what you mean to them? So with that, friend, I am excited to hear from you. Please don't leave me alone. Please come and talk to me on Facebook. Come and talk to me on Facebook. And with this, if you know someone, someone who's impacted you, or someone who you know makes more of an impact than they realize, or just if you know a woman that this episode would inspire, please send it to her. And if you haven't left a rating and review, please do that too. It's free, it's quick, and it means so much to me when you do that. So share this podcast, leave me a rate and review, and let's see what the next step could be. Let's see what becomes possible when we decide that our impact is important. All right, friend, choose joy till joy chooses you. Bye for now.